Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The third party theory that has yet to really, you know, get its legs in this case yet, but we're anticipating that it's going to take off. Do you think it's going to be just as dramatic as the first time, with the story being told exactly as it was the first time, of a possible fight of the dog, of this or that? Or are they going to have to lean back, because it does look rather ridiculous when you take a step back and see just how many people theoretically would need to be involved for this theory to be real?
Tony, you're being way too logical and analytical. I mean, if you look at this third-party culprit defense,
you're cutting out.
Party for one of their sons all of a sudden decided to murder him for no particular reason and beat him to death, of all things.
Yeah.
And throw them on the front lawn. And like you said, all the people that have to be involved, all the agencies, 70 different people I've counted that, you know, were CW witnesses, potentially they were on the list, may not have been called because they're duplicates, but all these people involved.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous, but all they need is one juror that is a conspiracy theorist or a stealth juror to buy it. And, you know, we could have another hung jury on our hands.
And that's the scary thing about all of this, because there seems to be a lot of very smart minds out there that can just look at this on the surface. I don't think it takes a smart mind, really, to just look at this on the surface and go, okay, here's what likely happened. I don't see another way around this. But you certainly do have a lot of people that are going down the route of this is a conspiracy, and that they're fully drinking up the house theory, which, again, you don't have to do to believe that she may be factually innocent. I think the evidence points far more to guilt these days than innocent, but you don't have to believe the house story. But people are still very much in that. How do you think things are at right now with the jury? Obviously, there's a lot more to come, but how do you think they're taking all of this in, and how do you think they're taking the cross-examinations that we're seeing from the defense in terms of, you know, seriousness, in terms of having valid points that they're trying to argue? Is any of it landing with the jury at this point?
You know, I wish I could see their faces, and I still may be going up there, because that gives so much information. it seems that they were most engaged with the testimony of Jim McCabe mm-hmm. and the testimony of John O'Keefe's niece. And I find that interesting. You know, leaning forward on their seats was reported mm-hmm. and that they were taking copious notes. When I hear things like that, that tells me that they think that that testimony is very important to them.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to these experts, and I know you've sat and listened to this, I mean, it's hours. It's not hours. It's actually days that you have to listen to this. And quite frankly, it really is tedious and boring. Part of the cross-examination done on the DNA expert by Alan Jackson, he asked the same question. I was keeping track approximately 6 times because he wasn't getting the answer he wanted. And mm-hmm. finally, Judge Canone said, please, let's move along. So guess what Alan Jackson did? Mm-hmm. He asked the exact same question again, even though he had been told to move along. So that's hard for a jury that's sitting there to really engage with mm-hmm. all that duplicitous question, answer, and technical issues. I thought the DNA experts were amazing in terms of how they came off. So if you think that Jen McCabe, if they believe Jen McCabe, if they believe the niece who said the relationship was on the rocks, mm-hmm. and then now if they're really parsing through all of this DNA information and the timestamp information, it's a logical conclusion that she hit him.
Yeah. What was your reaction? Obviously, we didn't get a chance to see the niece's testimony, but we certainly heard all about it from the reporting in the courtroom. And it sounded like it was pretty powerful. And it also conflicted with what Karen had been saying about her being so close with the kids. And for whatever reason, John just didn't like that, or he was uncomfortable with it. That's paraphrasing what Karen summed up. Sounds like it's the exact opposite. Sounds like they knew something was up with Karen. Karen seemed a bit unstable. They didn't know who they were getting every single day. A lot of people are going to argue, well, they're kids. They were influenced all this time by these people. Kids are pretty honest, I think, when it comes to something like this. How do you think that landed? And do you think the jury is going to take that as one of the more powerful pieces at the end of the day in this trial?
I think it's very powerful. It's powerful because they want to understand if Karen Reed is the type of person that could do this. And not that she had a motive to hit him per mm-hmm. se, but what was her mindset? What kind of person was she? Was she a person that was capable of hurting somebody in this way and leaving them?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what this shows, is her mindset. They chose only to go with the niece because, remember, she woke up the niece out of a dead sleep, mm-hmm. didn't have the number for John's friends, and said, oh my gosh, was frantic mm-hmm. in front of this niece. And I think that shows also the mindset of her that morning. And she got in some very important facts, such as Karen Reed saying she thought he might have been hit by a plow, and could she have hit him?
Mm-hmm.
So, what person would not believe this niece? I think everybody is going to believe the niece. And she laid some, I think, important groundwork, plus just the heartstrings of it all.
How much of, another part of this case that we didn't get a chance, that we didn't have last time, is Karen's words, Karen's mouth, Karen talking in all these interviews. And there's just so much that we continue to see that comes out from the cutting room floor. How much do you think that is going to be weighing on the juror's mind this time around as well? Because her story, obviously, credibility is a big thing here. When they talk about the LinkedIn page and the guy's resume, Karen doesn't really stand very strong in terms of credibility here.
No, she doesn't. And unless you are just firmly in her camp, and those people that are, they're not watching the trial. I don't believe they're listening to, the blogger mm-hmm. who, is squarely in her camp and others on YouTube and such for their information, as opposed to really dialing down in on the trial. And, stations like yours that actually go to the facts, you seek people who are watching the trial, who are know the facts. Mm-hmm. There's that camp. And then there's the camp that really just goes to the drama side of this case.
Yeah. How do you think this, I mean, Avi, I'm not asking for how do you think the jury's going to find, but how do you think this ends in terms of all of the drama in this case? Let's say she's found guilty. Does this end to the few, I mean, I want to say few, but judging from who's showing up outside the building, you can't put bots outside a building, but you can certainly buy them online and make it appear as though you have more followers and more people actively engaging in this conversation than are actually there, which we know is going on from the defense side of Karen Reed or whoever is behind the social end of things. How do you think this goes at the end of the day? Do they end up moving on to something else? And, you know, Karen's just kind of left here. Are they all expecting them to keep fighting the good fight for Karen? Or is everybody just going to be like, I've had enough and Karen can fight her fight on her own?
Well, if you look, and I know you just made reference to it, I think I counted 12 the other day that are screaming for her, right? And so her numbers are so far down in terms of people willing to take time out of their day now and fight the good fight. I think that in part, some will stay with it, but I'm hoping, I got to tell you what I'm hoping. I hope that they put their efforts toward the Sandra Birchmore case, where there was clear political corruption, where there was a guy, I mean, it's a sickening case where, again, another medical examiner made a huge mistake ruling that a suicide instead of a homicide from the same office, by the way, as this medical examiner, which was a bit of a soup sandwich, not committed to anything.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the aliens could have killed John O'Keefe, according to her, pretty much. Right. It was anything and everything was a possibility. So I hope that they refocus and really look at that corruption that was at Stoughton and that group of a band of thieves, because, you know, just horrible what happened in that community.
I know there was arguments early on. They were trying to bring some of the Sandra Birchmore information into this case. The judge said not going to have it. The way that things have been slipping in here, as we talked about earlier with the, you know, the dog bites and things like that, that are written on some of the images. Do you think that they're going to still try and slip this in here where it's going to end up being brought up in this case and then arguments are going to be able to be made about any of that in terms of the credibility of the police and their relation to that case over here, which, you know, could be troublesome?
You know, I don't think so. I think she will stay steadfast about that. There's really only two officers, well, three, that had such minor involvement in the case, except for Guarino, who also was involved in the extraction. But everybody needs to understand, those officers that extract information from cell phones, they don't analyze it. They literally have one job, and that is to make sure they get all pictures, data, emails, et cetera, off of a particular device. That's it. They're not supposed to analyze it or anything else. They hand that off to the investigators. And so really, it wasn't on his plate to really do a full analysis. So it's just interesting. He's really the only one to me that had any sort of, you know, involvement other than was the first on scene and left.
Sure. Yeah. That'll be a fascinating case. And I agree. Take the energy and use it for good. Use it for a case where there actually is some really bad things happening here that do involve officers. Go look at Delphi. There's another one that maybe folks should take a little energy and go after for someone who's been wrongly convicted. Just fascinating to watch. It's almost a really interesting social experiment seeing just how caught up people can be. Have you ever seen a case like this where it's gotten to be so two completely dramatic opposite sides? And it almost feels like everybody's watching a completely different case and interpreting things in completely opposite directions.
You know, I'm glad you said that, Tony, because that's what the interpretation is. You know, you could say the same sentence and the two different sides would interpret it completely opposite for whatever helped their objective. And that's really sad. That's why I always, even this morning on Yellow Cottage Tales, who is Kevin Linehan, who's been covering it very closely, wrote a book that he just released on it. It was so interesting because even they were diverging from the facts. And at the end of the day, Tony, everyone needs to revert back to facts, not drama, not all this sideshow. And I think it would be very easy for both sides to agree. And I'm actually seeing some not wholehearted FKR people, but some people come around and now they're saying, you're right, she's guilty, but the investigation was just too bad for me to convict. At least that's the step in the right direction that they're seeing the facts are there.
Yeah, and that seems to be where I think a lot of people are. The investigation was just too bad to convict, which then ends up making her factually innocent, even if she is not, in fact, really innocent. But again, facts are facts. You can keep adding more and more things to the soup. It's not going to make it any better, and it doesn't change the core of what it is at the end of the day, what the base of this thing is. But there's still a lot to go, and I'm really wondering if reasonable doubt is going to win the case here for Karen Reed, or if we're going to be sitting here again with another hung jury. And if we have another hung jury, what happens then? Are we going to do this for a third time, or do we just say, okay, we're done?
Well, first of all, Tony, if it's a hung jury, it 100% we will be. If it's a hung jury, I think they will try her again for the third time. And don't forget, Tony, what's hanging out there? What's hanging out there are all of these civil cases against her.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them, most notably the O'Keefes, the wrongful death. And we saw this with O.J. Simpson, found guilty or found innocent criminally, but not
civilly.
But found responsible and culpable in a civil trial where it's this the preponderance of the evidence that he committed the crime. Is that interrupting, Tony?
You're there. No, you're good. You were cutting in and out a little bit, but I could hear you.
Okay.
So we're good. Now there's just so damn much. I'm wondering every day, is this the future of cases? Are we going to see a lot more vitriol like this in other cases on each side? Is this just a reflection of how society is right now? And this is get used to it basically, or is there something special about the Karen Reed case that created this type of atmosphere?
I think the Karen Reed case is a sign of what's to come. I'm already seeing it on Idaho. Delphi, it never really exploded like I think it would have if anybody had any idea what was going on at that trial.
Yeah.
You know, they kept everything so under wraps, but we're already seeing it on Idaho. I think we are in a whole new situation and wave in terms of social media and sleuthing influences on these trials and what people think about them.
I would agree. I don't know if that's good or bad, that you have more people out there looking at things and maybe you can find things better with more resources, or if this is just going to end up creating more and more confusion for anything, you know, that gains any sort of traction out there in the public. A lot of questions.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that I really am hoping the jury sticks with what they see in the courtroom. I fear that that's almost impossible. But I'm trying to hope that they do, because if they stick with what they see in this jury trial, she will be convicted.
Yeah, I agree. We will see.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.